John writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, 13-17 is not good enough for Texas Tech, but 15-25 is supposed to be fine and dandy for Nebraska. I have issues with that. Whatever decision that Trev Alberts makes over the next month, you will have to have it laid out on the whys and the hows. The evaluations continue. Coming out of a bye week, Purdue, Ohio State, bye, Wisconsin, and then Iowa. All right, as we put a quick wrap on this show, Tom Brady throws a 600th touchdown pass, as you know, Josh. Mike Evans, not realizing that's a 600th touchdown pass, hands the ball to a fan in the end zone. Fan is a big Buccaneer fan. He was in a Mike Evans jersey. They finally realize, uh-oh, Mike Evans gave the football away. So they send what looked like an equipment guy over to negotiate. They really put the guy in a bad spot. Because what if he would have said no right there? Remember, this was given to him. It wasn't like it was kicked into the stands. Where they say, hey, throw the ball back. Somebody gave you the football. He was supposed to give it back. I mean, that guy was negotiating with him and he handed him the football. I think the guy made a major, major mistake.
Terrible deal.
They are speculating that that ball on the open market could have fetched well over six figures. So he got a $1,000 gift card to the team store, and I think he got a signed jersey.
That's what I heard as well.
This is what I would want. First of all, I would want touchdown 601.
Okay.
I would want a signed game-used jersey, actually from that game.
Okay.
If you're going to balk on that, I want tickets in this same spot for the next 5 years. Or, if you go to the Super Bowl this year, I want Super Bowl tickets. The guy has every reason to say, this is what I want. Because remember, the ball was given to him, mm-hmm. not like thrown into the stands. You know, like kicked into the stands, where they, you know, give it back. You know, in the case of the NFL, they don't tell you to give it back if it goes, you know, kick a field goal and it goes into the stands. But it was handed to him. I think the guy missed out on a huge opportunity. Everybody might say, well, he's a nice guy. He gave it back to Brady. It's pretty cool. Brady can have it now. Brady has a lot of those footballs. This guy had a chance to be set for life. 29-year-old doctor from the Tampa area. Instead, he gave the football back. He got a signed Brady jersey, and he got a $1,000 gift card in the store.
Terrible deal. Only 600 touchdown ball in existence.
Yes.
And you have it. You have the hand. All of it. There. If Tom Brady wants it, name your price. I would have went $5,000, season tickets. I want a night on the Gronk party bus as well.
I was thinking about, you also make it where Brady has to go to dinner with you and your friends, and Brady has to act like he's known you forever.
Yeah, yeah. Not just you're there, not just, hey, keep your phone in your pocket. You have to act like you know me. You have to be nice to me.
Hey, Tony Romo got a lot of flack. Did you hear what he said? A night with Giselle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not on my list. I'll just take the, you know, touchdown pass 601 and the signed game-used jersey. Giselle, I'll just leave that alone.
Oh.
Yeah, Tony Romo offered up Brady's wife to the guy in the stands.
Skechers having a real hell of a time with their two marketing people, aren't they?
I'm sure that CBS is getting a lot of stuff today. I don't know what Brady and Romo's relationship was like, but Brady probably was like, that's a little much. I mean, what if Giselle was not at the game and watching at home? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What? But the guy missed out on a great opportunity. He could have been set. He could have been set.
Also, real quick, why was that the Nance Romo game yesterday?
I don't know. Well, because everybody was on a bye. I can't recall a time recently where that many teams have been on a bye. We had a dud of games yesterday.
Yeah.
But you can tell it was probably okay. If you're a Chicago Bear fan, you know now officially Tony Romo hates your coach and thinks your coach is way over his head in Chicago. He is, now he's got COVID, unfortunately, but they've got to figure out what they're going to do in Chicago. There's no way that him and the GM last. I think they know where Justin Fields might be going. It wasn't a good day for him, but he was also put in a bad spot by that coaching staff. That's okay. Bieniemy will go and get a head coaching job, and I'm sure Matt Nagy will be on the Andy Reid rehab tour and he'll be back in Kansas City, maybe calling plays. All right, good show, everybody. Thanks to Matt Verzal for the brief time that he was on. Just remember, after 11, don't bother Verz. Mike Schaefer and everybody that contributed to the show today. We're back again tomorrow, day closer to Nebraska and Purdue, and it'll be day one of the World Series. We'll talk more about the Fall Classic that'll originate from Houston as the Astros are trying to win another World Series. Against the Braves, who America might be rooting. They actually might be America's team this postseason in the Braves. We'll do all that tomorrow when we rejoin you at 10. For Josh, I'm Gary. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.